Welcome to the Rock Life Podcast. Happy New Year. First episode of 2026. I can't believe it. We are in the 90s in terms of our episodes. I am here with Pastor Brian. Pastor Brian, how's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
All right. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well. I thought when you said it was in the 90s, we were talking about California weather.
No, man, it is too much. I'm telling you, it almost stole from the Christmas season, you know, just being so hot. But we are in episode, I think this is 92, 93. We got some feedback from people that we'd love to maybe do something special for our 100th episode.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is going to be coming up in February. So look out for something like that. We might be dropping something fun and special. But again, we thank you for listening, for sharing, for liking, commenting, subscribing. We honestly, if it wasn't for feedback, if we didn't feel like we were, we're not just doing this for fun. You know, it is fun to have conversations. But we've been seeing some good fruit and having good conversation. So we thank you guys for continuing to be impacted and sharing with us.
No, I'm excited to be on. Pastor Antonio, every once in a while, he tosses me a bone, lets me come back. So
It's always by popular demand, Pastor Brian. So we are kicking off the year. And I think actually, as Pastor Dan suggested, hey, it's a new year. Let's have Pastor Brian come on and talk about goal setting. So obviously it makes so much sense. You are definitely administratively gifted. You are a man of many talents, but one of those many talents is getting stuff done. You have a God-given ability to, you are a hard worker, but also you can think through things. So as we kick off the new year, many of you are making goals. I know I have goals, things I'd like to see and get done this year. Are you a goal person yourself?
I love goals.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think I thrive on checklists, things like that. Anytime I get the opportunity to set a goal, competitive by nature, I think. And so just being able to get to it, it's kind of like, tell me I can't get to that goal and I'm going to prove everybody wrong.
Yeah.
So, I always enjoy setting goals and looking forward to, mm-hmm. to knocking some out this coming year.
Yeah. So for one like me, who is maybe not as administratively gifted, however, wants to still get things done, wants to be productive, but again, struggles maybe in goal setting or struggles in like, oh, I can get the first few days in, but kind of getting over that cusp of making something a habit. What are some things that you've seen that can be inhibitors, one, and then two, overcoming those things that maybe try to stop us?
Well, I think, I think all of us can very easily set a goal, right? I think everybody wants to have goals. I think one of the biggest challenges that we find with people not fulfilling their goals is the way that they set goals. And I think, one of the biggest challenges is I think that we tend to set some unrealistic goals, right? So what is it that we're wanting to do and how are we going to achieve it? So first of all, you think of what is the purpose of this goal? What are you trying to achieve? Right. And then how are you going to see this goal through? So you say, okay, well, my goal is I want to drop 20 pounds. All right. So cool. How do you see that? Well, I got to come up with a diet plan. I got to come up with a workout plan. And then I got to find out, and all of this has to be realistic. I think.
Real quick. So I'm hearing a little bit of kind of like micro goals within the goal, or identifying little things within the goal.
So like I said, I'm a checklist kind of guy. So I think that's where I thrive. You make yourself like a goal board or however you want to look at it. And then you start checking off that list. So you set your goal, but everything is, how are you going to achieve it? Right. So you figure like, oh, I want to buy a car.
Yeah.
Well, how are you going to buy a car? Well, I got to make X amount of money. So how are you going to do that? I got to pay this card off. I got to pay this card off. I got to get this debt paid off. And once I do, I'll have X amount of money so I could go buy a car. So you start working at those things, chipping away at it. You don't just go buy the car.
Right.
Right. Or just show up. You want to buy a car. You don't put yourself in a position to buy a car. And then all of a sudden when you go, you get discouraged and then you end up with nothing. Right.
Yeah.
So you set your goal or you figure out what that goal is, but you got to figure out how you're going to achieve that goal.
And
so,
maybe that's where a lot of us mess up, right? We set maybe what seems like a lofty goal, but there's no plan of execution for
each
goal. Okay, cool.
You know, I think even, counting the cost of what it's going to take to do certain things as well. I think we always have to be realistic with what we're trying to do. You know, I was actually having a conversation with somebody recently about, you know, working out for your beach body. Yeah. Right. And I think it's funny. It's like, for some reason in our mind, we think we're going to go, you know, January, we're going to start dieting. And by June, when we go to the beach, man, I'm going to have washboard abs. Yeah. That's just not realistic. And so, you know, one of the things I always try to encourage people when you start working out is know that you're not working out for this year's body. You're working out for next year's body. Mm-hmm. And if you can set your mind around that, then you won't get discouraged when it's not happening as quickly as you think it's going to happen, because you're setting realistic goals for yourself.
That's good.
And so I think that's the biggest thing, is you set these sub goals up, like you had mentioned, and then, and you start knocking away at those. And as you complete things, right? So here's my goal. I want to, you know, read my Bible all the way through. Mm-hmm. And so how am I going to do that? Well, I'm going to find a Bible reading program. And I'll put that on my list. After that, I'm going to figure out how long it's going to take me each day to read through the Bible to be able to finish my goal.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to start. Okay. Then I'm going to set my alarm. Am I going to do it in the morning? Am I going to do it in the evening? And then if I find out that I need to be flexible within that time, what does that look like?
Yeah.
And how do I make it a plan to where I can fulfill this achievement that I'm going for? And then, like I said, make it realistic. You know, if you've never read through the Bible in a year, then don't try to read through the Bible in 6 months or 3 months.
Yeah.
Right. Because you're going to set up yourself for a goal that you're not even conditioned for,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, you look at athletes, every goal that they achieve, there's conditioning that comes along with that to be able to get to that goal. So I think, you know, just conditioning your mind, conditioning your body, conditioning whatever the case may be, and just putting things into practice so that you can set your mind up, or set your mind up to where you're not disappointed, mm-hmm. Or discouraged because it's taking longer than you thought it was going
to
take.
Right. I would add to that by talking about how, you know, it's one thing to make a goal, and really our goals are typically addition. We want to add this into our life. We want, like you said, we want to get fit. We want to read more Bible. We want to gain more income. But I also think we have to make room for making goals. What I mean by making room is oftentimes we can talk about what we need to add, but maybe we don't spend enough emphasis or time on finding out what it will require to remove. Because if you feel like your time is busy already, adding one more thing and just leaving it at that is probably, you know, going in the vein of what you're saying, a realistic goal. Well, maybe in order to make up that 15 or 20, 30 minutes of reading, that's going to take 30 less minutes on socials.
Yeah.
And so, or one less episode or whatever, however that looks like for you, right? Making room for that goal, gaining back some of that time. We talk about health. Well, yeah, I want to start eating healthy, but also maybe stop eating junk.
Yeah.
You know, right? So there's the elimination of things that make room for the goals that we can add to that. And I think that can alleviate some of the stress and some of the, because otherwise the pile gets higher.
Yeah.
So if it's just one more thing on top of the pile, well, how about we put a new goal on top of something we made room for it, right?
Yeah.
So in other words, it's just going to be adding to our life in a positive way, but it's not adding stress. So maybe as part of our planning, we're looking into what needs to be removed as well. I will ask this as a follow-up, Pastor Brian. Thank you so much that's a great answer. But again, someone like me, or maybe someone even more feeling like those are really difficult, because we talked about some of this stuff maybe comes, I put air quotes for natural to you. So there's the natural component of this, but where's the spiritual part of some of these disciplines? Because maybe we look at like, well, that's easy for you to say, Pastor Ryan, or that's easy for someone who is administrative. I have learning disabilities. I have ADHD. I have, you know, different things that we can see make it more difficult, right? That there's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's someone's reality, but God,
yeah.
Right? So maybe walk us through. I know, because again, that was a very practical, but what I love about you is you can speak very practically, but you also speak with a lot of faith. So maybe fill us with some faith into some of these components.
Well, I think, again, you know, anytime we recognize who we are in the natural,
mm-hmm.
right? Identifying those things, being honest with ourselves, growing up and even being in my relationship, I'm sure my wife wouldn't mind me sharing this. And if she does, you know, she can correct
me later.
She
probably doesn't watch it.
So, but you know, growing up, she's had ADHD, mm-hmm. her whole life, right? Mm-hmm. She recognizes those things. That was actually something that I had to learn. I had to recognize this is a real problem. Like you said, mm-hmm. there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. This is something that she's going to have to learn to overcome. So what this does is you identify the challenge. Once you identify the challenge, then you look for the natural solutions like we mm-hmm. talked about. But then what does the Word of God say? Mm-hmm. And then you start implementing, and I think even putting some of these spiritual disciplines in our life. Because we talked about reading the Bible, right? We want to fix things in our life. I want to clean up my mouth. Well, the best way to clean up your mouth is know what the Word of God says, right? You start putting the Word on the inside of you. It's going to help you clean up your mouth. That's a goal that I mm-hmm. I want some new relationships. I want some godly friendships.
Yeah.
Well, spend more time at church than in the bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Those things build godly relationships. I want to find a godly spouse. Right. Again, if you go shopping at the club, you're going to find an ungodly spouse. Yeah. But if you go to a church service and you start getting involved, right? Well, it's such a big, like at The Rock, people say, well, it's such a big church, but then how do you get involved? You get in small groups, or you find people with like interests, or you get involved in other ministries and you build mm-hmm. relationships that way. But I think definitely understanding that, you know, everything that the Bible tells us and that exercise profits a little, right? Yeah. And so we understand there's a benefit to it. Well, I can't exercise. Well, the Bible's not going to tell us that there's a profit in it mm-hmm. unless he's going to grace us to be able to
That's
do
good.
It. Now, I think it doesn't necessarily mean that one person's exercise is going to look like somebody else's, but where can I start? Yeah. And where can I start believing God in this area and then trusting in that process? And like you said, there's elimination stuff. So what am I doing with my time? What am I eliminating with my time? You know, one of the things that I wanted to get better at remembering names and remembering scriptures and remembering all these things. And it's like, I used to get so irritated because it's like, why can I remember? Why do I know who the Colts coach is, but I can't remember this section of scripture, yeah. right? Well, the fact of the matter was, is I was watching more NFL Network than yeah. I was being in my Word.
Right.
And that's how, you
yeah.
know?
No,
and so what is it that we're putting on the inside? And then trusting God in that process. And I think, you know, anything that we set our mind to in Christ, right, realistic things, you know, and then again, putting that plan to practice. I think a lot of times what happens is we have a desire, but we don't have the plan.
That's good.
And we don't know how we're going to come through with it. And so we definitely have to figure out, okay, God, what is it that you're asking me to do? And then, you know, the Bible says anybody who lacks wisdom, let them come to me and I'll give it to them liberally.
Yeah.
So then how am I going to make this happen? Well, go to God.
Yeah.
Figure out, spend time in prayer, spend time alone with God, spend time, you know, just listening and figuring out what you can do. And God will speak to you and direct your path on these things. You know, it's funny. It's like, well, we want to lose weight. Well, how do I, you know, I'm having trouble. My flesh is craving things. Well, how about we start fasting? And when you start fasting and yeah. you learn how to deny your flesh
yeah.
and you understand the benefits, you know, now I'm not saying we fast to lose weight, right?
No.
But when you learn these godly principles, it helps you in your mm-hmm. everyday life. And I think that's where we really have to make sure that we're implementing these godly principles
yeah.
Into our life so that God can help us navigate in the natural things and that we'll be able to accomplish a lot more, you know.
Yeah. No, I love that, Pastor Brian. I think, you know, what I'm hearing, correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm tracking carefully, is, you know, there is a component in our goal setting that there's a kind of get or done spirit. We're going to have to make a decision, but there is a grace.
Yeah.
Right. But that grace, like we know, in the same way that grace is not a license to sin, grace is not this. Well, like, oh, I'm going to faith it till I make it, meaning I don't have to put something into practice. Like, oh, by faith, I'm making these grandiose goals, and now I'm leaving. God, if you really want me to do it, you'll make it work. There is still the element of we put our natural into it and allow the Holy Spirit's supernatural yeah. to come in and make it happen. Because maybe some of our goals are outside of our skill set. But I think when we put some of these natural things into play and then we allow the Holy Spirit to breathe on it, either he'll tweak the goal, adjust it to where it needs to be, whether it's kind of to go back to what you're saying, maybe a more realistic goal for now, right? Because there are a few things less disappointing than failing at something that you've set out to do.
Yeah.
And it can be hard. You know, that's why, hey, get back up on the horse and try again. It's like, because you fell off the horse. Falling off when you intended to do something, maybe you posted it on social media, maybe you told everybody at Christmas time, hey, this time next year I'm going to know this, or I'm going to look like this, or whatever. And now you put yourself out there and you've disappointed yourself. And then you get into shame and this cycle. So, you know, as we walk by grace in faith through this thing called goal setting, we can continue to meet that. And so I guess a follow-up question for you, Pastor Brian, is what are some things that maybe have helped you when you've fallen short of your goals? Or have you ever missed a deadline? Have you ever fallen short? Are you human, Pastor Brian?
All the time. You know, I think you just said it right now. You know, it's falling off the horse, right? I'd rather fall off the horse than never be on the horse.
Good.
And I think, you know, just because I fall doesn't mean that I'm going to fail the next time. And I think, you know, what is it that I'm trying to do? And again, I think this is always looking at it with a realistic mindset, right? So, you know, if you understand, like even, you know, I think of going to Bible college. When I had determined that I was going to be, God told me to go to Bible college and I was going to do it. I'm not the best when it comes to going to school, learning and reading books and all of those things. But it's funny. It's like I was never good at reading. But the more I read the Bible, the better I got at reading. And so I learned, like, hey, I was okay. I was not valedictorian when I graduated Bible college. Mm-hmm. And I was okay with that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because yeah. I did what I needed to do. And I set a goal that was achievable. I met that goal. I graduated Bible college. I didn't know why God was having me do it. You know, he had plans in store. But I think just understanding, you know, these are things that I'm going to do. And even, like I said, diet and exercise. Man, I can't tell you how many times I failed in my diets and my goals to mm-hmm. achieve certain things. But does that mean that I just give up and then go the complete opposite way? Absolutely not. You know, and I think so I continue to do what I got to do, because all I got to do is do better than I did yesterday.
Right.
You know, and so if I have that mindset that today just has to be better than yesterday, and if it's not, then tomorrow will be.
Yeah,
right. Good. And just keep moving forward in that direction. Then I'm setting myself up for success. I'm giving myself realistic goals, things that I can actually achieve. You know, it's like, it's funny. One of the, I know I keep referring back to diet, but it's just such an easy thing. You know, what tends to happen is people go on these diets and they're like, I'm going to drop 30 pounds. And first week they lose 5. And so they're super excited about it.
Yeah.
And then the next week they don't lose any and they're like, what happened? And then the next week they maybe lose 1 and they're like, oh man, this isn't going to work. I lost 5 pounds. Well, you lost 5 pounds of water weight. You know what I mean? You were retaining water. You lost the water weight, but it wasn't like you were losing fat. So in your mind, you thought, well, right off the bat, I'm going to lose 5 pounds a week. I'm going to have this beach bod in no time. But that's not, again,
yeah.
That's not realistic. Anybody who watched P90X, you've done P90X before, haven't you? You know, when you first do it, you're like, oh yeah, 90 days beach
yeah.
body.
Yeah.
Then you start doing the exercise and looking at the diet plan and you're like, oh man, this is a commitment.
Yeah.
But again, if you did it in 180 days, if you did it in a year, if you mm-hmm. did it in 6 years, if you looked better than you did when you started, I mean, is that not progress? And so what is it that you're setting your mind on to put yourself up to a place? Cause you know, I think, I've failed at enough in my life to learn that I just need to be better tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to beat myself up over every little thing that I do wrong. Mm-hmm. Otherwise I'll never do anything.
Yeah.
You know? And so, I definitely feel like it's a mindset of God, what are you asking me to do? And then understand I'm in this for the long haul, right? I'm not in this, for the next week. I'm not in this for the next 2 months. I'm not in this. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is it that we're trying to accomplish? What is this goal that we're trying to set, and what is the purpose in it? And then how can I just be okay with everyday progress?
Yeah. Well, you know, even our conversation, you know, goals are a big deal, more important, I think, than goals, because you can, there's different studies on, is goal setting effective? What's the, you know, people have tried to master this thing. And the reality is, or what I've found is that no one's ever been able to really pinpoint for each personality what the best way is outside of just simply, like you're saying, getting started, trying something. It makes me think of Pastor Jim always had a quote that I'm gonna make sure I try to go slow so I don't, but fail to plan is planning to fail. A failure to plan is planning to fail, right? So if you don't make a plan, then you're planning on failing. There's just no way moving forward. There needs to be some kind of plan. Make a plan, work a plan, is the kind of second part of that. And where's our plan for us? And now again, in our daily walk, to be a godly husband, a godly wife, just love people more. Make a plan to do better, to be better, and watch God breathe on some of these things. So I don't think we're not preaching the gospel of becoming, you know, making goals, although, hey, do it. But whatever it is, have some kind of plan about what we're going to do, because otherwise life hits you. And if there wasn't quite a plan, you have nothing to resort to. Because,
And I think, you know, Pastor Antonio, you like even you talking right now about, you know, being a better husband.
Yeah.
Right. So you can make a plan. I'm going to be a better husband. I'm going to stop talking to my wife in a bad way, or I'm going to stop trying to be so controlling. So then next thing you know, you get into an argument and the enemy wants to come on you right away and talk about how you're a failure. Look at, you're no different than you were yesterday. You know what I do to get over that? I go and apologize.
Yeah, that's good.
Because what does the Word of God say? The Word of God says to go to your brother, right? Mm-hmm. Make it right. So what am I going to do? I'm going to go to my wife. I'm going to make it right. And I'm going to recognize what I did was wrong. Mm-hmm. Instead of feeling shame and trying to bury that thing down deep, I'm going to confront it.
Yeah.
You do that enough and you're going to learn, okay, I'm not going to do this anymore, right? Yeah. And all of a sudden you start taking baby steps. Because the goal is not to just, I'm never going to lose my temper again. Yeah. That's not realistic.
Right.
You know what I mean? But then how can I control having this good godly relationship? When I make a mistake, I'm going to identify that I made a mistake. I'm going to own that mistake, and I'm going to do my best not to make that mistake again. And I think that's what God asked for us, right? It's like when we get saved, it's, you know, Paul the Apostle says, it's not that I have attained, right? It's salvation. Yeah. It's not there yet.
Right.
If that was the case, he'd beam us up the second we get saved, and we wouldn't have to worry about it again. But we're still working on our sanctification every single day. So does that mean that we should stop being Christians because we fell into sin? No.
Right.
That means that you recognize the conviction, the fact. You know, it's funny. I think about, you talk about sin and sanctification. The fact that I'm convicted about that sin is success.
Yeah.
Because there was a day that I wasn't convicted in my sin.
Yeah.
So count that as a win.
Yeah.
The fact that that God is renewing my mind and not allowing me to stay in that sin, the fact that I'm recognizing that I did something wrong, the fact that I recognize that I fell short or fell off the horse, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because you're already starting to build up a muscle memory of, hey, this is a practice in my life that I want to be a part of my life. And so when you recognize that, you don't give up on that failure.
Yeah.
Just the fact that you recognize it is already a win. And I think it's just setting up realistic goals and how are we going to achieve those things? And the rest God does. But like you said, it's not just, okay, God, if you want me to do this, you're going to wake me up. You know, I've heard people say that before. Well, if God wants me to read through my Bible, he's going to wake me up every day at 4 o'clock in the morning. Set your alarm, dude. Like, you know, but again, if you're used to waking up at 8 and you never set your alarm before, you set it up at 3, you're going to, eventually you're going to stop.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So start setting, if you normally wake up at 8, set your alarm for 7:30. Give yourself some realistic things to do.
That's good.
So that way you can build this muscle room and then move on, right?
Yeah.
You're lifting weights.
Mm-hmm.
You go stack two plates on. You never bench pressed before. What are you going to do? Yeah. First of all, you ain't even going to get it off. And if you do, you're going to be mad you did, because it's going to drop on your chest and you're going to realize, I can't push this thing up.
Yeah.
But the more you do it,
right,
the more muscle memory you build, and all of a sudden you realize, I can push this up now.
Right. Quick aside, because this is a trend I've seen on socials. That's like 0.001% of the world can do three plates. Are you one of those?
At one point.
Oh, nice. 315, right? That's three plates?
325 was the most maxed out at, but I can't do that now.
Yeah.
I'd like to think I could.
Maybe it counts that at one point in your life. So what?
It definitely counts.
My lifetime max was 275, which is two plates and a 25. And that was like a big deal. I tell my nephews and they're just like, really? You got, so like, that's still, I'd be happy. I haven't maxed in a long time, but I'd be happy if I could get two plates up.
Yeah.
Maybe I should try one of these days. But so you were in that club.
Goals,
that
315.
You were in that 315 club.
Yeah.
I don't even know if my shoulders, I don't even think it's a good idea for me to try at this point. So one doctor told me, hey, you're at the age you don't. What are you doing? Yeah. In other words, it's vanity. It's more just gonna hurt you anyways. Yeah. But that's obviously that was a side goal. But it does make sense because even in some of our goals, some of those closer steps are motivation to keep going. Right.
Well, so, and then what is the purpose of the goal?
Yeah, that's true.
I think setting your mind. I mean, if you have the right purpose to pursue that goal. Yeah.
I do want to get healthier. I want to be stronger. But to try to lift crazy amounts of weight, I wonder if it's just, hey, just, you know, some of our joints are a little bit older. And so even the doctor's wisdom is saying there's no real healthy reason to put that stress on your joints other than just being able to say that I can do it. But there's not really the health benefit that you want. In other words, you can get just as healthy, exercise your heart just as much, doing a lot of weight, and it's better for your body.
Yeah.
Versus being able to say, oh, yeah.
And I still think it counts. I say at one time.
I agree. That counts. That counts. What do you say, Ian? Does that count?
Yeah.
315 once, it's for life. Yeah. You're part of the club.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, someone was the champ of the world. They never stopped being the champ.
I had 325 on incline.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive. I'm going to go. Now that we had this conversation, I'm going to aim for 225. I think I can get 225.
I think you can too.
Two plates.
Just don't try to do it tomorrow.
Yeah, no, not tomorrow.
Set realistic
work
goals.
Into it. Okay, I got that. Well, awesome, Pastor Brown. I do appreciate the time, and I know this is our first episode of the new year. We'll pray that you are blessed. Hey, maybe you're someone who struggles with goals. We'll pray this was for you. Maybe someone, hey, you have a better plan, or you are great with goals. Hey, share this with someone, or put in the comments something that maybe we missed. We love to add it or figure it out or learn and grow and get better. One of our goals as a podcast is to do better, reach more people, be able to impact people. And so one of the ways that we want to do that, some of our, again, these follow-up, is to hear from you. So give us some feedback on either what you'd like to hear or some questions that you might have. And we love, again, we want to serve you all. We are grateful for you sharing with us this moment, your time, maybe on your drive while you're doing it. I know I listen to podcasts while I'm mowing the lawn and doing errands around the house or, you know, on a walk, whatever it might be.
My goal is to let Pastor Antonio get me back on the podcast here.
Or maybe your goal is just start to listen to the podcast, Pastor. Love you guys.
Man.
God bless you. Called out. And we'll listen to me. Called out. Love you guys. God bless you. See you soon. God bless you.